The Bush administration is standing by its assertion that the Mbeki government was on the wrong side of history when it voted against last week's draft UN sanctions resolution and says it is not apologetic about Ambassador Khalilzad's critical remarks. South African Deputy Foreign Minister Aziz Pahad said Tuesday his government would seek an apology over what he said were extraordinary and unacceptable comments by Khalilzad in the Security Council Friday after the resolution was vetoed by Russia and China. South Africa also opposed the resolution, which would have put financial and travel sanctions on Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe and key associates for political repression in connection with Mr. Mugabe's recent re-election. Among other things, Ambassador Khalilzad expressed surprise over what he said was Mr. Mbeki's apparent protection of his Zimbabwean counterpart, even as he used violent means against the opposition. The U.S. envoy said he believed Mr. Mbeki is out of touch with political trends in his own country on the issue. At a news briefing, State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said he had read a transcript of the Khalilzad remarks and found nothing that merits an apology.
Each individual state made its own decision. South Africa could have stood on the right side of history and voted for the resolution. They chose not to. Again, their decision. And let people judge their action.
McCormick also said there was nothing inappropriate in an expression of hope Tuesday by Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs Jendai Frazier that South Africa will take a harder line on Zimbabwe after Mr. Mbeki leaves office next year. The spokesman said it is a matter of record that African National Congress leader Jacob Zuma, considered Mr. Mbeki's likely successor, has taken a different public stance than the current president, who has been widely accused of being soft on the Mugabe government. President Bush told his news conference Tuesday the administration is working on potential new U.S. bilateral sanctions on the Zimbabwean leadership after the failure of the draft UN resolution. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, meanwhile, depicted the authoritarian Mugabe government as a page in history that Africa must turn. She warned the region will face perennial instability unless the peaceful aspirations of Zimbabweans are respected and reflected in their government. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.